92.3 is FM Talk. There is a
house. Yes, indeed. Hi there, John Potter, live and local. And speaking of local, here she is. It's Patty of Patty's Tours in the studio. Hey, Patty.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you? It's so good to be here.
We were just talking about you a couple of minutes ago, you know, and I was talking about how I first heard about your amazing tours back. What? How long have you been doing this?
Oh, a long time.
Well, this was
15
like,
years, over 15 years we've had Patty's Tours. But I've been
I
in the
I thought it was
industry.
Longer because yeah. I thought around 2000, I thought, wow, this lady, is setting up shopping tours to Roseville, California. And I hear, I heard rave reviews about them. The buses would be packed to the old ladies with their credit cards. And,
right.
And you guys
go
would
shopping.
Party on the bus to Roseville
yes.
and everything.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, is it still a thing? Because now we have all these big brand stores and such at the Legends and everywhere. Is going to Roseville still a thing?
No, it is not. Because the reason we would go to Roseville was that Nordstrom's would cover the motor coach cost.
Is that
which
so?
Is why it was free. And why we could spend money on drinks and, you know, cocktails and frou-frous and hors d'oeuvres and the like.
Nordstrom's.
So, and then when we arrived there, they would give us personal shoppers. And so as soon as Nordstrom's Rack opened up in Reno, it went away.
But, you know, they were thinking like casinos back then. Liquor them up and get
it
the
was,
tour
it, yeah. You know, it was the same thing. A junket. It was a you know, a shopping junket. So we've been in business about 15 years. I've been in the industry for over 40.
Now you're doing cruises.
We're
things.
Doing everything. You know, we do everything, John. We are a group tour travel company, right? So we bring people together. And we travel together.
I called you because a listener wrote me asking if anybody was doing the chartered plane trip to D.C. to be there at the presidential inauguration in, 12 days or so. And I looked and I looked. I couldn't find one. Have you ever done that? And why do you think people don't offer something like the presidential inauguration as
I've
a charter?
I've never done it. And why it's never been done, I don't know. It's a good question. My thought is, you know, with the inauguration, I've never been, so I don't really know how to create and design and plan it.
Have you been to D.C.?
Been to D.C.,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And I love D.C. We can
really?
Always go back to D.C.
The first time I drove through there, I got hopelessly lost.
Oh.
In this weird beltway highway system with not enough signs for us dumb tourists. And I ended up in Delaware. It is inspiring, though, when you go into D.C. and everything like that. But I'll tell you, this Trump inauguration is going to be the biggest crowd ever in the history of crowds, whether it is or not, Patty.
Right, 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 right. So here's a couple things as you're telling me about your trip to D.C. If you travel with us, you don't have to worry about where to go because we know where to go.
That's nice.
Right. We put you on the motor coach, the train, the plane, and you just follow us, right? Follow me and my little flag. Back to the inauguration. You know, there are no packages there. I'm not quite sure why my gut.
I think everything's already sold out there.
It's sold out.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know, and it's sold out. And then you look at what the security levels are going to be. Not anyone can just walk in, right? You may have to be vetted or whatever. I don't know. I've
big,
never
huge
been.
Hassle. Okay.
And the last thing I would want to do would be to put my seniors, average age, between 70 and 90, standing for hours and hours and hours among all these people.
Compare
no
that.
Restrooms,
yeah.
No water.
Compare that to the big screen TV at home, and you're nice and warm. Yeah, I get it.
Right.
Okay, so what trips do we have coming up here? You have this town I never heard of that people are all excited about near in Washington State. What is this?
Yes, yes, yeah. So it is called, my brain just went away. It is called,
Oh, there's the trusty internet.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you were saying it's a Danish town.
No, it is. We're heading up to Leavenworth, Washington. So sorry.
There's Leavenworth, Washington.
So no it's jail in the Cascade there. Okay. Mountains. It's in the middle of the Cascade Mountains. So if you ever have flown to Seattle and you look east and you see this gorgeous mountain all by itself, that's part of the Cascade Range. So we're flying into Seattle, grab our motor coach, head, it's about a two-hour drive, up through the Cascade National Park, which is gorgeous.
Wait, you're taking a motor coach not from Reno?
No, we are flying from
you're
Reno.
You're flying to Seattle and then taking the motor coach.
Yes.
What makes this town so special?
It is, well, like Solvang is a Danish town in Central California. Yeah. It's the same, the Bavarian, but it's German. So we are going to be there. So what makes it so special is the shops and the restaurants. And it's just a fun place to eat, shop. We're gonna also go visit a reindeer farm because they have live reindeer. They're also known for not only their October events, which is, you know, the beer fest, but Christmas. So they bring the reindeer out at Christmas. But anyway, so we're going to be there in the fall. And then we're going to take a beautiful scenic drive.
How can people get in on this?
Oh, they need to go online to Patty at Patty's Tours. They can book right there. Availability is good right now. They just book right there. They give me a phone call. We could talk about it some more. I work from my home. I answer the phones. So.
Well, I love travel. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Folks, you have travel questions, 884-9910. Patty of Patty's Tours is here. What places are out now, either fairly or unfairly, that you recommend? Oh, no, you know, you don't want to go there anymore. I mean, have some fallen out of favor?
Oh, you know what? No, because, you know, you and I were just talking. When's the last time we spoke travel? Was it pre-COVID or after COVID? We're not quite sure. So once we came out of COVID, and we all had our journey inside COVID, right?
Yeah.
But once we came out of COVID and things began to open up again, mm-hmm. and the vaccines were working, or, you know, we didn't have to worry about people dying, Europe blew up. So Italy... France, so Italy, France, not so much Germany, but those two countries. So they were just inundated. And
why
inundated,
is that? Just pent-up demand? Or
yeah, pent-up demand. So we had a lot of people that all they did was sit home and do nothing for 2 years.
Yeah.
And weren't spending any money. And all they really thought about is, oh, my gosh, where can I go? Or they postponed their trips for 2 years. So what I was hearing was that the more popular European cities were just being inundated, very, very crowded. And they're now even looking at charging a nominal fee to help support the resources, which makes sense, right? So help support the roads and the walking paths and the restrooms and, you know, all of the resources that we use in tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I would never go there again, but it's when you go on, when you do travel, you don't want to walk into a group. You don't want to walk into a crowded, overpopulated area. It just.
That's one reason why people kind of veered away from, say, France or something. You know, it's funny how these countries are hot, you know, and then it's a different country is hot. But I hear great reviews. Well, it used to be about Spain. I heard so much about Spain. Spain's incredible. You know what I'm hearing about now is Prague, Czechoslovakia.
Oh, Slovenia, Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
Those are popular. We have a tour.
It's old Europe.
Yeah.
And I guess Prague is like a transit center for all of Europe also.
Yes, yes.
And it's cheaper, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, once you get there, it's cheaper. Agreed. And what we run into, what I'm always watching, again, I'm not a millennial traveler or an ex-gen traveler. I'm a senior citizen traveler. So when we go to Europe, you got to be careful because there's a lot of walking in Europe. There's no ADA in Europe. The streets can be cobblestone, uneven. So I'm finding that our older crowd has a hard time in Europe.
Well, if there's no ADA in Europe, what about your handicapped, what about wheelchair accessibility on these trips?
Oh, we have, yes. So you have to be ADA compliant, not only morally, but, you know, with, you know, federal and state law, you have to be ADA. Mm-hmm. So as long as we're notified and we can prepare. So we have motor coaches that have wheelchair lifts, airline, definitely. And then, of course, all of our hotels, all of our restaurants, ramps are always there. So wherever we go, it's always ADA.
Okay. So you mentioned that a lot of Europe, it's kind of out right now. You know, COVID had all the crowds came after COVID. What about the other side? What places are people asking you to set up trips to? Where do people want to go? Where do you recommend that people go? Or say a good bang for your buck too. That's also really great and enjoyable.
Right, Central America is well known for not only its beaches and its rainforest, and the cost of traveling there tends to be low. So I recommend Costa Rica, of course, Mexico along. On the Caribbean side, on the Mexican side, anything south right now, because we're in the cold. So everybody's looking to get out of the weather, right?
I've got to be thinking that Mexico has been a bargain basement place to go with all the trouble they've had.
Yeah.
How many people want to travel and when they hear all this news, there were just two American tourists
right.
shot and killed?
Yes, yes. So with Mexico, we're looking at Puerto Vallarta, the folks, where I'm getting phone calls, it's Puerto Vallarta, Cabo, Costa Rica. That we stay away from. I don't recommend Nicaragua. So we have to be careful where we put ourselves. But as long as, this is what I tell my folks, if you want to go to Mexico, great. Let's get you into a safe resort. You need to stay inside that bubble.
Absolutely. Where's the bubble in Mexico?
So inside the bubble would be any resort. Right.
Okay.
So a full service resort.
Okay.
So you could have anywhere where all your meals are covered, all inclusive, or you could just, you know, stay get a condo with a kitchen, and you can do your. They have Costco.
And you don't leave the resort, which is kind of like a little too.
It is.
Don't cross.
So if you're looking
fence.
For someplace safe.
Mm-hmm.
You stay within the United States.
Yeah,
and even
this is
then,
so weird.
Vegas.
This will show how old I am. I used to go to Mexico. I love Mexico. I still do. But my place to go, and this was back in the day, Patty, it was Acapulco in the 70s.
Yeah.
And so my wife has never been to Acapulco. I said, oh, my, let's plan a trip to Acapulco. And I went online. They don't even quote dollars in the Acapulco hotels because yeah. no... Americans go to Acapulco. It's where the Mexicans go for vacation.
Yeah, it is a vacation destination. Yes, it is.
I guess the violence killed that area.
Well, you know, unfortunately, the drug cartels came. That's where the money is.
Yeah.
You know, they just kind of came in. So you
just
need to be careful.
They have such beautiful hotels there, the princess and everything.
Oh, so, anyway,
I got a break. Folks, you have a question for Patty? We're talking travel, where to go. We'll talk airlines, too, and what your other trips are. This trip to the Danish town in Washington State with the reindeer farm sounds amazing, and you can find out on Patty's Tours. We'll get the contact information when we come back. I'm John Potter, live and local. 884-9910 is our number at 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1020.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local, getting quite a travel education from Patty of Patty's Tours here in the studio, taking calls 884-9910. We're talking travel, where to go, and I'm learning a lot from you in this conversation. Now, everybody's invited to the big travel show, which is coming up on the 11th, just a couple of days away. What's going to be at the travel show, Patty?
Oh, we're excited. We love our travel show. We have it every quarter, so every 3 months, and it's where we bring everybody together. We have coffee and sweets and donuts, and we bring everyone together, and we talk about all the new
terrible.
All the new and upcoming tours that are going to be happening, especially now 2025, we're launching out some new tours. So it's an opportunity to talk about specific tours that we want to talk about. There's times when I'll bring in speakers that speak about a specific destination or a specific tour.
Everybody's invited?
Everybody's invited.
Do they have
invited.
To make reservations?
No, just show up.
Oh, my
up.
Gosh, Patty.
Just show up.
Okay, so folks, mark it down. January 11th. It's
10 a.m.
At 10 a.m., it's going to be at the Mathewson Center.
Mathewson Bridge Center.
Bridge. Oh, I know where that is. Okay.
Yeah.
It's at the it's where Save Mart is.
Yes.
On Plum.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. 125 West Plum, 10 a.m., January 11th. Come on in, and you'll be wined and dined and educated about fun places to
we
go.
We have raffles and giveaways.
Outstanding.
And, yes.
Okay. So what tours do you have planned for 2025? We heard about the Leavenworth, Washington. What else?
Yeah. So we're going to be doing a cruise out of Seattle again. Out of Seattle, we're going to be doing a cruise on board Princess.
Where's it going?
It is going, which we've never been. Stephen and I love to go on these tours together with our folks. So, and we love to be there for them, help get them through the airport issue, the transportation issue, make sure they're in their cabin and tucked away, meet with them every night for dinner to make sure that they're happy. And if they have any questions, any issues, we'll take care of it. The reason why we picked this particular cruise was we'd never done it before, Glacier Bay. We'd never done Glacier Bay before. So we've been to the Tracy Arm, but not Glacier Bay. And that's, I know everyone's seen pictures of the big icebergs calving down into the bay itself. And only certain cruise ships can go in there. So Princess is one of them. So we spend a whole day, and we have a naturalist on board that will talk to us about all the nature that's there, the animals, and all about what's happening geothermically and all that's mm-hmm. happening up there. So, and that is going July 5th through the 12th. And we'll be coming out of Seattle, visiting Victoria, Ketchikan, Genoa, Skagway, and Glacier Bay.
Outstanding.
Yep.
Outstanding.
Yep.
Super.
So we're excited about that one.
Well, I like the part about you being there with everybody else. It's like the travel agent's going with you, folks. And if you're not happy with something, you're not calling up on the phone or anything. She's there to take care of anything that goes wrong. Okay, let's start with cruises. What are your favorite, besides Princess, what are your favorite cruise lines?
Cruise line.
Yeah.
So
what do you recommend? Because
yes.
I've yet to take a cruise, and I like to find out what line I should be going on.
Well, and there's so many different avenues of cruising. You know, there's the Ben Franklin all the way up to Saks Fifth Avenue. They're all across the
board.
Oh,
I see.
Does that make sense? Is that too old?
The Dollar Tree
yeah.
to the Nordstrom.
Thank you, Dollar Tree. What I'm seeing, we work with Royal Caribbean, and our folks like to go on Royal Caribbean if they're bringing their grandkids or their kids, because there's a lot of activities. They have ice skating and
so
wakeboards
like
and rock climbing. And so I love to send them there mm-hmm. for that if it's more in an active type family or group. We love Princess because it's right here. They come right out of the West Coast. Another river cruising has become very popular.
I hear a lot about river cruising,
yes.
the Danube.
Yes,
and
the
such.
Sign.
And you sleep on the riverboat.
Yeah, such. And they're
yeah.
beautiful. They only hold about 120 passengers.
Well, that's nice, too.
It's right? very calm, very quiet. Some go up to 300. But your cabin is so interesting. So when you're in your cabin, if you have a window cabin, you can, again, go not spend as much money, have an interior cabin, mm-hmm. And spend the only thing you really want to do in your interior cabin mm-hmm. is if you just need some time alone, that's nice.
Right.
But sleep and shower and get dressed. And then everything else is up on deck. You know, and that is a great way to travel. Or you could have a window or a balcony. Now, it's a little bit different on a river cruise. On the river cruise, when you have your balcony, you basically your window just automatically drops down. So you have this it's almost like your cabin is your balcony.
Well, yeah, I see that from the pictures. I mean, it's wide open window there.
Yeah, and if you want to do Europe, that's the way to do Europe.
Your opinion on airlines. People may have a choice of three or four airlines to go somewhere. What's your favorite airline?
Favorite airline? Depends on where we're flying to and what we're doing.
Well,
you know. You know what? I love to do Southwest because I hate paying for luggage.
Yeah, I miss the old Southwest.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's going to change. We're going to see changes in May.
Good.
And what that's going to look like in the seat assignment.
Well, I like that you focus really on U.S. travel. Yeah. You know, that's me, basically. I know so many people, Patty, who go to other countries for the, you know, like we mentioned Mexico or even Hawaii. That's part of the U.S., but they travel all that way when we have so much here in the United States. And this is one reason why I've never been to Hawaii or even go up to Oregon beaches. They're great in California. Why would you want to go longer distance to have a similar beautiful beach? We have it right to our west.
Or south, you know, if you want to get in the water, it's a, you know, L.A. I mean, you know, it took me a while, actually a couple years after I moved here in 94. But we have Lake Tahoe. That is a world destination. It's right here. It's an hour away. We're very blessed. But back to airlines. I really wanted to educate our folks on flights and airlines. So airlines are going up. No way around it. They're going up. And again, it's
still.
Yep. And it's based off of availability, right? So if that plane's flying empty, those airline tickets are cheap. If that flight is flying full, those seats have now tripled in cost.
So what you're saying is book as early as possible.
Book as early, minimum. So you want to book, you want to start looking at, now Southwest, let's look at Southwest. So Southwest opens up their calendar, I think it's 6 to 8 months prior to when you want to travel.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So that's when you want to start looking at it. Okay, what is their base fare? What is the cheapest it's going to go for? Kind of look at that, right? And then when it comes to domestic, you want to book minimum 2 months out.
Yikes. Okay.
And if you want to do international, they say 6 months out. But I go back even further.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, folks, you want to learn everything, go to the big travel show that Patty is putting on. It's at 125 West Plum, 10 o'clock in the morning on the 11th. What's your website, Patty, to get in on these trips like the one
to? So, of course, it's www.pattystours.com.
Okay, pattystours.com.
Patty with a Y or an I?
Oh, is that a Y or I?
A Y. Very good question, John.
Was Craig's question. He got the best question. All right. Well, Patty, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Happy travels.
Yes, John. And everyone, I've been talking to John for years about coming with us on a tour. And one day he'll say yes.
Well,
and you'll all come with us.
Well, I'll see you at the travel show, okay?
There you go.
All right.
Bring your beautiful wife.
All right, dear. Thanks a lot. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1033.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
All right, friends. John Potter here, live and local till noon. And anybody out there have any problems at their home with pests? Call now, 884-9910, because we have the premier pest control expert in the studio with us here. It's Leroy Heath of High-Low Services Pest Control, and he's already blown my mind because he takes care of pest control in states as far as Texas.
John, quick question for you.
Yes.
Have you told him about your problem with wasps or hornets yet?
Oh, I have all sorts of problems, Craig. Put your headphones on there, Leroy.
Absolutely.
You want to start with a wasp talk,
well,
Craig?
I was just wondering if he handled your problem or if, you know, he has some
suggestions. Well, let's talk about this. Yeah, I had wasps in little nests, you know, where they are above the door on the overhang of the roof and everything. And I got a broom handle and some spray, and I screamed like a little girl after I hit it with a broomstick. Is that the proper way to dispose of a wasp?
You know, I've had that same experience when I first started in the industry. What we do is we actually turn around and we use a special product so that way it freezes them. And then that way they drop right to the ground, and then we remove the wasp. And the products that we use also removes the pheromones, so that way they don't come back.
See, I like that. I didn't even want to see the wasp struggling and dying. But to instantly freeze them is a humane way to get rid of the wasp. And here I am concerned about humane ways to kill a wasp. But that's me. That's me. My first question for you was, Leroy, what is with all the roof rats? What the heck is going on in Reno? I've lived here most of my life, and I've never heard or seen so many roof rat stories. Myself, I don't know what they are, really. They're kind of like in between a mouse and a rat. Why do we suddenly have so many of these? Where'd they all come from?
Yeah, years ago, we never had this issue.
Right.
And since we've had a lot of population movement from the Bay Area over, we're seeing where they actually got transferred with.
The Californians brought them?
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of people come from all kinds of different places. You know, with the new industry and, you know, coming out here, we're seeing different, you know, I mean, we're seeing people from Texas come in here.
With rats.
Well, you know, if they're in a box, that's how they actually get moved from one location.
Well, here's the theory I heard from more than one person. They say when there's construction, and we've had a lot of construction around Reno, and when they dig up the ground and they build things, the rats come out and the mice come out and they try to find another home. And the other home is typically yours. And that's where they come from. You're right. I in the 70s. Never heard of a rat running around the inside of the attic, and now I get them all the time. Well, not anymore. You know, my cure was to get three cats, and that took care of them. But I think the cats sent them to my neighbors. I noticed my neighbors now have pest control trucks there. So besides cats, how do you get rid of roof rats and mice?
Well, the biggest thing is they need to have a place where they can actually live, so yeah. Harbor. So if we turn around, if we walk the perimeter and then we crawl underneath and make sure that all the openings are closed, because rats, like all rodents, leave a little oil base, so they stain the areas that they're going in and out of. So that, number one, through inspection, we can see, number how they're actually coming in. Something that we're starting to find a lot of problems with also is they're removing the screens for the vents in the attics, and then that's how they're actually getting inside most homes.
You're right. I noticed that nowadays they don't put screens on those roof vents. Why?
Well, there is screens there, but they're so light and made.
They're not as good.
Correct. So what we do is we go in there with a harder screen product and secure it, so that way we know that they can't move it.
Man, okay, so rats and mice. How about moles and voles?
Well, that's something.
I hear there are more of those, too.
With that heavy rain that we received 2 years ago, we've seen a lot of heavy population within the past spring and summer. Again, it's a problem where we can turn around and do a baiting program, or we just invested in a CO2 machine, so that way we could turn around and actually gas them.
A CO2 machine?
Correct.
What, do you just put a hose down and just push, what, CO2?
Correct.
It's not even poison?
Nope.
Okay. It's how do you dispose or get rid of the rats and the mice?
That's actually a baiting program and then a trapping program. So once we know we seal up the crawl space in the attics, we know we may have population inside. So what we do is we do snap traps with a pheromone. The pheromones actually attract any rodent that's over 21 days old, and it just comes right to our trap, and then we turn around and dispose of it. Once we know after about 3 weeks that we're not seeing any more captures, then we know that we've solved the population.
So use the pheromones, and the rat thinks he's going to get a little romance.
See, there it is.
And the old snap trap, is that still the mainstay.
I had one alpha male that just would not take my bait. So he was gay. So what I did was I put a trail camera up in the attic, so I could see what his behavior was. And sure enough.
Well, that's rather intrusive.
Yeah, I turned around and
used. What was he doing?
He would just come out of his opening.
Yeah.
Turn around and either take a left or a right instead of going towards my area. So that's when I knew the proper placement for the trap was important. And then number two is I actually went with some bacon, and he couldn't stand not seeing having it.
They love bacon. I thought it was peanut butter that on the snap traps.
Different. It depends on where they're living and what they're used to having.
Bacon is the thing.
It could be.
So you have little cameras where you can watch these things?
Yeah, it's really interesting. We invested in trail cameras. They're satellite cameras. So basically, I see it right when the picture's taken.
Do you?
Yep.
I got to check your website out. Do you post some of these things on the website?
Actually, we're working on that as we speak.
I really want to see that. Let me see. What's your website? I think I have it written. Don't tell me. I did my notes here. Here it is. Okay. HiLowPestControl.com. That's HiLowPestControl.com. Okay. I'm going to check that out during the commercials. In the meantime, folks, you have a pest control issue at your home, Leroy will solve it for you right here and give you the best advice. And he services problems with pests in how many different states?
Well, we're licensed in 9 states now.
9 states. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, Leroy. We're going to be right back in a couple of minutes. Folks, in the meantime, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1047.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk. KKFT.
News. Talk. Truth.
Your last name? Okay, got it. Welcome back, folks. John Potter, live and local. It is Leroy Heath, who is here and runs HiLow Pest Control Services. He has 10 employees and 15 subcontractors. And you look exhausted. How busy are you?
We are extremely busy. This time of year, we mostly do a lot of bird work for exclusions.
It's bird work season.
It is bird work season. What we try and do is we turn around and we seal all the openings so that way they don't sit there and create their new nest for the springtime.
What do you like about doing what you do? Why is it fascinating to you to control pests and? What's the fun part of the job?
Taking experiments and having success with them. We do a lot of customized work for whatever the needs are to turn around and solve the problem. We have welders. We have tech machines. We actually go out there and we customize, different things for customers so it looks good. And it does the job that it's supposed to do.
I'm sensing that the detective work that you do is fun and gratifying to figure things out.
Yep, you're always inspecting. That's the number one rule.
Tell us about one of the most challenging cases that you've had in this area. It's probably going to be something that's going to horrify some homeowners. But what have you found in a home or two that would definitely surprise us, Leroy?
No, it's, you know.
Well, maybe we don't want to hear the more I think about it. The animals that you take care of, I guess is the better way or word to use it, on the list here includes raccoons.
Correct.
I have a gang, well, the neighborhood has a gang of raccoons, and they act like thugs. And they come and they scream and they yell and they jump on our roof and jump on our cars, and then they run off. I don't know why or what. They're like a roving band of you know, miscreants.
That's true. We actually have we have a program for raccoons where we turn around, and since we are licensed with the Wildlife Department, we cannot relocate certain mammals. So we have to deprimand them.
You can't even relocate?
No, we cannot.
But they're a pest, right?
That's correct. They are a pest. But we cannot relocate them to another location. We have to deprimand them. But the biggest thing is trapping them in a humane way. We use satellite trail cams. So that way, once we know that we have a capture, we can get over there within, you know, a reasonable amount of time and turn around and put them down and then turn around and dispose them properly.
How dangerous can they be?
Oh, they get pretty darn mean.
I mean, you were telling me that you have to freeze the raccoon poop. Why?
No, not freeze it. What we do is we actually treat it, remove it, and then spray again to turn around and remove all the pheromones. It's a sanitation issue.
Okay. All right. It sounded like a radioactive thing to me. Okay. But it's a sanitation issue. When we talk about things like rats and mice and, my gosh, skunks, raccoons, it's a lack of sanitation, isn't it, that brings them all?
You know, if you have a lot of equipment that's just laying around, that's just going to be a place for them to have their little home. So a lot of times what we have to do is eradicate the population control. Just that way, now it's feasible for, you know, those to be active in our community with responsibility.
How is your approach different from other pest control companies taking care of these rodents and wildlife? And my gosh, even you do plant pests.
Correct.
Too. Yeah. How is your approach different?
You know, the biggest thing is inspecting, knowing where the problem is, and then creating a good plan, and then executing that plan through an application, and then being safe and making sure that the sanitation is there. And that means before and after the program is over. So, for example, when we do a clean out for mice or rats, afterwards we would do a fogging in the crawl space or attic, so that way it neutralizes all the droppings, or we will remove the droppings with a HIPAA filter. And all our guys wear full face respirators with Tyvek suits. So safety's number one for us, and safety's number two for the customer.
What is the biggest pest out there? What's the biggest problem for Reno Sparks homeowners?
You know, we've seen a lot of coyotes. They're coming in a little bit closer, but then again, we're moving in their environment.
True.
When it comes to even your large, like raccoons, we even use coyote urine or cougar urine to turn around and try and keep them away, because that's a prey, if that makes sense.
Oh, sure. But you can't do anything with coyotes, can you?
Oh, I have a 4-foot by 2-foot trap.
Do you really?
Live trap.
And then what do you do with a coyote when you try?
Again, we have to deprimand them and then turn around and dispose them.
Okay, understood. You can't move them somewhere, though.
No.
That's like, okay. Pigeon control.
That's the big one here in town.
Is it? I was going to say, I hear a lot about pigeons. What can you do with pigeons?
Well, the biggest thing is if we can turn around and know where they're nesting, then we can actually do an exclusion in that area with a screen.
Your terminology.
Customized metal frames, so that way we know they won't break down.
What attracts pigeons to your home in the first place?
Weather conditions. If you turn around, if you look where they're actually hanging out, it's so they're out of the wind. And, like, you won't see a lot of pigeons on the north side of your home. You're going to see it mostly on the west or the south side. So what we do is we'll turn around, we'll remove all the droppings, the nesting material, sanitize it, so that way we removed all the pheromones, because they will come back to that location. And then we do a seal up with an exclusion that matches the trim of the house, so that way it looks nice. Mm-hmm. And then we've solved that problem.
All right. This is Leroy Heath. Rats and mice shudder at the sound of his voice and his name. Your website is HiLowPestControl.com. That's HiLowPestControl.com. I appreciate you coming out here. It's a fascinating topic. It's a disturbing topic. It's a pain in the rear, I tell you, to deal with roof rats and mice and pigeons and raccoons and everything, and as you said, coyotes. Thank you for taking the time and being here. I know how busy you are. My gosh, crew of 15.
Yeah, weed control is starting next month, so we're starting to put pre-emergent down.
Okay. All right. Leroy, it's been a pleasure. I might keep your name and number on hand. I'm like everybody else out there. They're invading us! Thank you, sir.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. All right, going to break, and then we Fox News, and then it's Open Topic, 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.